Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey, everyone, it's David Nagel, and you are listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. You can email us questions at tsm@davidnagel.com. or voicemail them in at speakpipe.com/David Nagel. Okay, so I got a couple of questions yesterday about resistance, or actually it didn't come in that form. It came in the form of, what do I do when I get stuck? It's something that I hear frequently from people, especially coaching and speaking. A person will find themselves stuck in any manner of situations in their life, in their business, in relationships, in health, you know, and anywhere. Like as human beings, we could get stuck anywhere. And kind of what that means is I have a problem. I have been attempting solutions. I can't seem to think or work my way through the problem that I'm experiencing. So the question then is, well, how do we get, you know, what's causing this? And how do we get unstuck? In business, it can create a major problem, because one of the things that we're doing in business is that we're solving problems. That's one of the reasons that a business exists. It solves problems at some level. But it also creates thousands of other problems in the attempt to solve whatever major problem a business solves. That means that in order for the business to be successful, we have to solve problems within our organizations so that we stay fresh, we stay current, we stay productive, we stay profitable. We have good company culture. We're visionaries. We're moving forward. We're able to service clients and put them first. All sorts of different problems we are, you know, involved in solving every day. And there are a lot of things in a person's life that can cause them to really get stuck in a problem. There are some obvious things like guilt and shame, which if a person has not really worked on clearing their own process of guilt and shame, what ends up happening is that we get afraid to take risks in order to solve problems. We get afraid to make decisions in order to solve problems. And kind of what's back of that is we're afraid to make a mistake. And then if we make a mistake, we're shamed or guilted, and really probably not by anybody else, although being in business, we're always exposed to our critics, right? But more from an internal judgment perspective. So when a client comes to me and they basically either say, hey, I'm stuck, or they give me a scenario that obviously resembles them being stuck, the first question I ask them is, what are you resisting? So as you all know, I kind of come from the point of using universal truth to guide my way through just about everything. And I have found it to be extraordinarily productive, because if you have a solid basis of truth in which you can then evaluate anything in your life off of, you can get to an answer pretty quick. So here's one of the truths about the universe. The universe doesn't get stuck. It's in a constant state of flow, motion, and expansion. And it doesn't hold anything back from us, which I love. Like, I mean, it's something that when I learned that, it was a fantastic feeling. It was like a feeling of freedom, because I realized then that if I was doing something where I was having trouble finding the solution or getting an answer or finding a resource or whatever. The problem was, the problem wasn't that it's not there or that it's being kept from me. The problem is in my own thinking process of how I'm going about trying to find that solution. So if I am looking for a solution, let's say, that is going to help me grow or move my business forward or advance something in my life, part of the law is that you have to grow into the person that's able to receive that solution. If I'm resisting something about that growth, the universe doesn't stop. But what I do is energetically and psychologically block myself from seeing or receiving the solution. And it's a fascinating thing because it's the law says that the solution or the answer or the resource, whatever you're looking for, has to be there. Part of the way that we're identifying that it has to be there is that we have a need or a desire for it, which is the polar opposite of the solution itself. Everything is connected. It follows the law of polarity. If you have one side of something, or if you're experiencing one side of something, the opposite side must also be there simultaneously. But as Price Pritchett said, absence of evidence is not evidence of its absence. So what that means is that just because we're experiencing one side of something doesn't mean that we're automatically going to see the opposite side. And we see this all the time with people with money. People have a need for money. People get themselves into debt. And they look around and they go, oh my God, there's no sales coming in. There's no money. My income's not increasing. But what it is that they're experiencing one side of that law of polarity. They're experiencing the more poverty side of it. But the other side, the wealth side, exists at the same time in the same place. But because they have not reprogrammed their mind to be able to see that, they can't see it. So they have to do really come from a point of understanding based on the law that it has to be there, so that they don't totally shut down and just focus on what the problem is. Because if we are focused on the parts of the problem that say you're never going to fix this, or it's doom and gloom, or everything's going to go wrong, or you start going down that rabbit hole with it, you're not allowing yourself to step into the place where you can see the other side of a problem. So one of the things that I do with it is basically say this: what are you resisting being, doing, or having? So when you get an opportunity, write that down, because when you're stuck, you want to ask yourself this question: what am I resisting being, doing, or having? And then you have to be very honest with yourself about what it is that you're resisting. Something might be intimidating for you. Something might be scary for you. Something might have, like, if you're resisting something where you need to make a change, it may affect other people in your life, and you're afraid of what that outcome might look like. So it's just something really to think about, because we can make rapid advancement. And one of the things that I have done my whole career, because it was something that I experienced and didn't understand what I did, was I help people get results very quickly. And the reason that I'm able to do that is because I understand these laws in a way that I can go right to the heart of the problem with the person, help shift their thinking so that we can then access whatever the resources in their life that they need in order to solve the problem, get a solution, move them forward, get the result, whatever it is that it might be. As long as they're willing to do that work with me. If they're willing to do that work with me, we can get to the solution really quick. So I have a book that was given to me back in the 90s, and I think it's still available out there for you to get. I would suggest that you get it. It's a small book. It's called U Squared. The author is Price Pritchett. And let me just see here if I have – I believe I have – his website. It's www.pritchettnet.com. So it's pritchettnet.com. And you can go there. He's written a lot of books. He's like a prolific author. And he's got a lot of great stuff. And this is one of the best books that he ever wrote, U Squared. So U Squared is the high velocity formula for multiplying your personal effectiveness in making quantum leaps, which I think is fantastic. But it's also like, it's one of those books where I keep them in stock in my office. And very often I will just give them away to clients that are here, you know, having meetings with me if I think that they could benefit from it. But the thing about this book is this. It's like a lot of other self-improvement books, a lot of other books on human potential, where they don't actually tell you how to do it. What they tell you is how to be in your life in order to do it. Now, this is a frustrating point with a lot of people. It was frustrating when I first started studying because I really didn't understand that it wasn't necessary to tell me how to do something. So let's just place this in its proper order so I can preface this, and then hopefully you'll find this podcast beneficial. And if you choose to go get the book yourself, when you actually get into the material in the book, you'll understand how to make it beneficial for yourself. Whenever we're going to do something, our job, our responsibility as human beings is to make the decision that we're going to do something. How that is going to happen, if this is something new that we've never done before, that's not our responsibility. The how is God's responsibility or the universe's responsibility or spirit, whatever you want to call it. Meaning that all the information that is required that we are going to need that is going to show us how to do something is in the universe. And when we make a decision, what happens is we focus our mind on an outcome. We visualize an outcome that we want in our life. When we visualize that outcome, we harmonize with it energetically and from the perspective of desire. So we start downloading or attracting or manifesting the how. That starts to come to us. And it can come to us in thought. It can come to us through other people. It can come to us through circumstances. It can come to us through trial and error. Now, when we want to make a quantum leap, quantum leaps are something that are fantastic when we're resisting something because, you know, it's kind of like the law of polarity again. The bigger the problem, the bigger the solution, which usually means the greater the reward, but it also means the greater the risk. So as long as you're not a person that has an issue with risk, and if you're an entrepreneur, you really shouldn't have an issue with risk. It should be part of the thing that fuels you. The really cool thing is that you can learn to train yourself to think in a way that will jolt you out of the resistance and into a major solution. So here's what I'm going to take you through this book just a little bit, and then I would highly suggest that you purchase the book. So in the front of the book, Pritchett tells a story. So I'm just going to read you that story really quick, and then I'm going to go through the headlines of the chapters to give you an idea of how the thinking needs to change to break through resistance. So he says, this is a true story. He says, I'm sitting in a quiet room at the Millcroft Inn, a peaceful little place hidden back amongst the pine trees about an hour out of Toronto. It's just past noon in late July, and I'm listening to the desperate sounds of a life or death struggle going on a few feet away. There's a small fly burning out the last of its short life's energies in the futile attempt to fly through the glass of a window pane. The whining wings tell the poignant story of the fly's strategy. Try harder. Now, when we get in resistance, this is the approach that I see most people take. They try harder. And he says, but it's not working. The frenzied effort offers no hope for survival. And ironically, the struggle is part of the trap. It is impossible for the fly to try hard enough to succeed at breaking through the glass. Nevertheless, this little insect has staked its life on reaching its goal through raw effort and determination. The fly is doomed. It will die there on the windowsill. Now across the room, 10 steps away, the door is open. 10 seconds of flying time in this small creature could reach the outside world that it seeks. With only a fraction of the effort now being wasted, it could be free of this self-imposed trap. The breakthrough possibility is there. It would be so easy. Why doesn't the fly try another approach? Something dramatically different. How did it get so locked in on the idea that this particular route and determined effort offer the most promise for success? What logic is there in continuing until death to seek a breakthrough with more of the same? No doubt this approach makes sense to the fly. Regrettably, it's an idea that will kill. Trying harder isn't necessarily the solution to achieving more. It may not offer any real promise for getting what you want out of life. And sometimes, in fact, it's a big part of the problem. If you stake your hopes for a breakthrough on trying harder than ever, you may kill your chances for success. Price Pritchett. So when I read this and I think about applying this to resistance, that's very often the approach that we take, is actually to try harder. And then as we get more resistance in return, we double down on that effort, not realizing that we may be causing the destruction of whatever it is that we're trying to break through, whether it's a business or a relationship or, you know, whatever. We have to make a radical shift in the way that we think so that we can get to a new how. And what I think is fascinating about it is that when we do that, very often the result that we get is exponential in its scope, meaning that we really shift ourselves to a completely different plane of thought, but it's also a different plane of possibility, which allows greater expansion in what we're doing. He says this, he says, are you ready for this? Right now, in this moment, you're capable of exponential improvement in your performance. You can multiply your personal effectiveness, hit new highs, and shatter old achievement records. The results you can have will be hard to imagine. You don't have to settle for things as they are now. They can change dramatically. If you're ready, life is prepared to give you a breakthrough experience. You can jump to a higher orbit of achievement, live the dream, enjoy a completely different plane of success. Also, you don't have to be content with improving things incrementally or gradually. Just as your level of performance can improve drastically, so can the rate of accomplishment. Furthermore, the U-squared formula requires less effort than you've given in the past. You haven't been reaching your full potential so far. You haven't even come close. No matter how you wish to measure success, regardless of how you define achievement, you have barely scratched the surface of what you personally can accomplish. Maybe the time has come to change all that. Maybe you're ready to make a quantum leap. I think that is a fantastic idea. So what I want to do is just to take you through the chapter headings and just make a couple of comments on them so that you could use this podcast as a way to help break through whatever you're struggling with, whatever it is that you're resisting, and wherever it is that you're stuck. You could use it as a reference to, like, just help your thinking. You could sit down and make notes and apply it to anything in your life, and I guarantee you it'll help you break through and move to the next level. So the first one is Change your personal rules for success. Now, obviously, like I said, this is a chapter, so he's written a couple of pages on it. I'm not going to go through that. What I am going to say is this. You have to ask yourself this question. What rules am I following that are keeping me stuck, that are keeping me resistant, and keeping me approaching the problem the same way that I have before? And then you say, what would change if I changed the rules? The next one, quit trying harder. So I had a major breakthrough with this one all by itself, the quit trying harder. I was able to take my income from $50,000 a year to $50,000 a month by doing this mentally, psychologically, convincing myself that making more money in a shorter period of time was easier and it wasn't harder. I was raised, and most people are raised, with the idea that making a lot of money is something that's very hard. So when they go out to do it, very often their approach and the way that they see to organize or download information to get that result is in the framework of it being hard, so they make it hard. I came from the approach of, what would this look like if it was easy? How could I make this easier and get the same result in a shorter period of time? And it took me a couple of months to figure it out, but I had to really stick with the idea that it's easier to make more money and it's not harder. And of course, on the third month that I gave it a try, I made $50,000 that month. And I will also note, tell you, it has never gone backwards from there. It has only increased. Okay. Next one, next chapter is called Ignore Conventional Approaches. So conventional approaches are just like the way we've always done it type stuff. So if you're sitting around in a board meeting or you're working with other people or even just on your own and you're looking at how do we solve this problem, but you're not getting anywhere, you may want to throw out the idea of what we've always done before, right? So it's very similar to, you know, to changing the rules. It is changing a rule, but don't always look for conventional approaches. Look for something that's new. Look for something that's fresh, something that's different, and get kind of ruthless about finding something that's different. Think beyond what common sense would allow. Now, he says this: if you will rethink how you're thinking, you can multiply your performance potential. You must let your desires guide you instead of allowing yourself to be boxed in by perceived constraints. So that requires growth, okay? Very often, we're looking at a problem and we're saying, well, common sense would say, this is what I have to do to change this. This is what I have to do to fix this. This is what I have to do to get a result. Check in with your heart and say, what do I really desire? Because I'm not looking for a small improvement. I'm looking for a quantum leap. And then allow your desire to kind of paint a picture of where you would want to land with a result. So, but it now that's not common sense. Common sense says I have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I got to go through the whole damn alphabet to get to Z. And what we're saying is that try going from A to Z, making that jump. That doesn't make sense. It seems like we have to go through it in a stair-step fashion. But ask yourself, what would happen if I could? And see what you download, what information comes to you. Next one is suspend disbelief. This one is pretty obvious. Whatever your belief system says about why you can't do it, just put it on pause for a while. And choose to believe that you can, no matter what the problem is. Because you're never going to get to a new answer until you start telling yourself that you believe that it's possible. You don't need to know how in order to believe that, okay? You need to make a decision that that's what you're going to do. And then the how starts to show up. Focus on the ends rather than the means. In other words, again, what we're doing is we're looking at where we want to land, instead of all the different roads that we need to take to get there. It used to be that to cross the country, we had to do it on foot. Then we had to do it on horseback. Then we had to do it on a train. Then we had to do it in a car. And now we can do it in an airplane. And it went from taking months to cross the country to a few hours, right? But that's because we thought very differently about it. The next chapter is rely on unseen forces. I'll basically put it this way. Let go and let God. Let go and let spirit. Let the universe show you how to get to the result. The universe will show you if you ask. All you have to do is ask. Show me how to get to this result. You build a clear vision of where you want to land and watch what shows up in your life because it'll show up really quick. Now, of course, you have to be willing to do whatever shows up. That's the caveat there. So that's where the risk thing starts to come in for people. It may cost you money. It may cost you time. You may have to do something that feels unconventional to you, that feels uncertain, but it will definitely show you how to do it. Choose a different set of risks. So when we're dealing with risk, would you rather take the risk of winning or the risk of failing? Like, you really can choose what you focus on there, right? I would rather go ahead and allow myself to risk failing in order to win, and not, you know, failure is not really a risk for me because I know that I can start over. So don't make it so absolute in your mind. It's not a case of taking a big chance. It's a matter of giving yourself a big chance. Big difference there. Trust in the power of pursuit. So the power of pursuit is making the decision. It is moving on the dream. But in order to do that, you have to leave the cover of safety in order to do it. And it's more than merely wishing for something, right? You must really place trust in the action that you're taking and then pay attention to what actually comes to you as you move down that road. The next one is seeking failure. So seeking failure is something that's fantastic because I would rather know what's not working as fast as possible so that I can make a change. When I know what's not working, when I'm clear on, okay, here's one thing I know that's not working, I can make a different decision immediately. The next one is to get uncomfortable. I'll just put it to you like this. If you would just change this in your life completely, you would find that there's really nothing you can't accomplish. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Consistently put yourself in situations where you're uncomfortable, because what you do is you wire yourself to allow change to happen in your life. If you're always seeking comfort, you're looking for things to stay the same and not make changes. Next chapter is open your gifts. Everybody has gifts that they haven't opened in their life because they're afraid to try it. They're afraid to attempt. They do something once and they flub on it, so they give up. Opening a gift is opening it and then stepping into it and really allowing that thing to open up and develop in your life in a beautiful way. Fall in love. Fall in love is an amazing thing that we can do. We literally have the ability to choose what we fall in love with. Very often, we're raised with the idea that love is some magical thing that overtakes us when we meet a special person or, you know, something wonderful in our life. But actually, we can choose to give our love to something that we're doing. And when we do that, it really removes a lot of difficulty and strain and stress and even the amount of time that we're working on something. So it's a fabulous, fabulous tool. Make your move before you're ready. We can get really stuck in the idea of constantly getting ready. I got to get ready, got to get ready, got to get ready, got to get ready. No, you don't. Just do it. Make a decision. Start exactly where you are now. Visualize the end result and just go for it. And then the last one is really look inside for the opportunity. In other words, trust your heart. Everything that you need to get where it is that you want to go is already on the inside. Don't focus on what you're resisting. Don't focus on what you fear. Don't focus on what you're worried about, but really tap into that desire. Let it formulate a beautiful picture in your mind. Take action on it immediately and focus on where it is that you're going to land. Your internal guidance system is going to take you there. The problem is most of us get so disconnected from that guidance system because we're constantly focused on everything that's going on around us, outside of us, that we lose touch with that side of ourself. Every form of life on the planet has an internal guidance system that tells them where to go, when to do it, and how to do it. So do we. But you have to get back in touch with it, and you have to trust it. Okay? All right, guys. This is a pretty cool class. I think this will be a great tool for you to use. And like I said, you can apply it to everything. We'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.